In 2021, a sainthood cause was opened for Father Roel Gallardo, who died on May 3, 2000, after being held for 43 days by Islamists. The Claresian missionary was killed at the age of 34, just 6 years after his ordination as a priest, and 11 years after making his first profession as a religious. Father Roel Gallardo was the elder son of Dominadar Gallardo and Raquel Dayap. He was born on November 29, 1965, in Olongapo City, the Philippines. He was the second among five siblings. Father Roel was a reserved type, yet his family would recall that he would always be grinning and clowning around. His high school classmates remember him as a witty but quiet fellow who was ever ready to give advice. He made his first religious profession in 1989 in Isabela and completed his pastoral year in Maluso town, also in Basilan. Little Claret was how Father Roel was jokingly called by his fellow seminarians when he was still under formation because of his diminutive size and saintly countenance, which made him resemble the founder of the Claresian missionaries. In his application for perpetual profession, he wrote, "My pastoral immersion in Basilan last year made me experience concretely our witnessing and evangelizing life and mission to the poor, as well as our community's presence in the dialogue of life and faith with our Muslim brothers and sisters. These experiences as a whole have become a real challenge to me to be a committed missionary and active witness to God's liberating love for humanity." Father Roel made his perpetual profession and was ordained to the priesthood in 1994. A few years after his ordination, Father Roel volunteered to go to the most dangerous mission of the Claresians in the Philippines, to Mahubong, as parish priest of St. Vincent Ferrer Parish and director of the Claret School in June of 1999. This is where he reached the apex of his short missionary career. Father Roel initially had difficulties with his new assignment. Months before his kidnapping, however, he exhibited a significant change. He became more appreciative of the people around him. The seriousness of his role as pastor of the Christian community, troubled by the Muslim extremist called the Abu Sayyaf group, had marked a profound impression in him as a missionary. He vowed never to leave his flock no matter what. He was ready to do the will of God at all costs. On March 20th, 2000, the Abu Sayyaf group assailed the Claret School of Tumahubong and burned it. Father Gallardo and 52 others, including teachers and school children, were captured and held hostage for 6 weeks. Father Roel's constant companion during their captivity revealed the reason for the beating Father Roel got from the Abu Sayyaf members. This happened when he repeatedly inquired about the whereabouts of a Claret School teacher who was missing for several days in the kidnappers' camp. Irritated by his inquiries, the Abu Sayyaf punched and kicked him until he was badly bruised. During the kidnapping, amidst the tension, the optimistic and prayerful Father Roel used to calm his companions. During those trying moments, he acted like a good shepherd. Those who survived the kidnapping recalled how Gallardo encouraged them not to lose hope, asking them to always pray the Holy Rosary despite their difficult situation. They prayed the rosary discreetly as the captors prohibited them from praying, even forcing them to denounce Christianity. In April, some of the hostages were released. When the long negotiations between the rebels and the bishop did not come to an agreement, the Philippine army was forced to attack the former's camp in the forest to rescue the hostages. They found the body of Father Gallardo, who was assassinated on May 3, 2000. With several bullet wounds and other signs of torture. He suffered 3 gunshot wounds at close range to his head, shoulder and back. The nails of his index finger and toes had been pulled out 2 or 3 days before he was shot at close range. The group also killed 3 teachers and 5 children. A requiem mass for Father Gallardo was celebrated by Cardinal Sin on May 9, 2000 at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Quezon City. Both Christians and Muslims in Basilan showed high regard to the servant of God during his lifetime and after his death, that the whole province was overjoyed with the news of the opening of his cause for beatification and canonization. Servant of God, Father Roel Gallardo, pray for us.